Prepare to be blown away by Ben and Ralph. Darmalars begins in T-minus 4, 8, 15, 16, 23, 42. The Darmalars podcast begins now.
Okay, you ready for a sound check? Okay, good.
Is it really like if you listen to this, it's not that loud. It's not that loud. In my ears right now, it's not that loud. But I'm sure I've never seen our audio spike that high.
So on the graph, it's toasting.
Oh, yeah.
Well.
Oh!
Way better than doing numbers.
Fuck numbers, dude. Numbers are for producers. Producers who don't want to freaking...
Producers who don't produce.
Who don't produce, who get to go to awesome Halo games that That's we right. sacrifice not going just so we can do a podcast for the world.
The world.
All 1,500 of the world that listens to us now.
You ready?
Yeah, we've actually been recording for a minute.
Oh.
Dust off your DVDs. From season one.
That's right. Everyone, go and grab your DVD. Put us on pause.
No.
Keep listening. And then go get your DVD.
Okay. Dust it off.
Pull out season one, episode, disc one.
Disc one with Jack on it.
So make sure you jack on it. Don't jack off on it.
And we are going to be doing a quote commentary, end quote.
That's right. We will be watching the episode, and you can watch it with us, and we will be... saying things that are appropriate to the stuff you're looking at. So how fun is that?
Totally fun.
Yeah. So go get it out and put the disc in and we'll know which episode. And while we do that, we'll introduce ourselves. We're the Darmalars.
We are the Darmalars.
Today we're Darmalars because we're doing Lost.
And this is going on the LPN because, like I said, our numbers need to go up.
Up, up, up. We need
to grow the Darmalarmy.
There needs to be more than 1,500 people in the universe.
I think it's 1,500. It's not a lot.
This is going to do it. If anything packs them in, it's awesome commentaries.
Yeah.
Do you buy a DVD if it doesn't have a commentary?
Yeah.
Oh. Well, I don't.
Oh, I have a DVD for you.
Because of this phenomenon?
Yes.
What is it?
It'll be your fourth...
My fourth score.
Godzilla movie?
Oh, nice.
I think.
Because you just got one with the commentary.
Yes.
That's cool.
So look forward to that.
Yeah.
Only Ben...
When I got, what is it that I ever, I gave you one at least.
I don't believe so.
Nothing? I never gave you anything?
No.
I suck.
I think you may have given Stevie Memento.
Maybe.
And there was the whole, I think you were supposed to give me Escape from New York when the newer one came out.
Yeah, but I never.
But you never got the newer one.
I got it.
But no.
Because there are some movies that I would buy as a regular edition and just want to keep it forever. But then there's some movies that if I ended up buying the regular edition and a special edition came out, I would want to get a special edition and then I'd kick down the regular edition to Ralph. But so far the plan's worked out a lot in my favor and not so much in Ralph's favor.
Worked out in Stevie's favor. I believe you gave her Memento.
Maybe. I know. I think it happened once where it was, though, you'd already had the movie though, or you were getting the special edition or something like that.
I don't know.
And then definitely I couldn't give you my copy of The Matrix. Because you would have the same problem that I had with it. Is that we both got each other the awesome box set for our birthdays.
Which we should probably discuss.
The awesome Matrix?
Yeah. Next birthday.
We have to figure something out to surprise each other with.
Yeah. So while we continue to talk, you've already put in disc one of your DVD.
Of Lost Season 1.
And you should set up subtitles, which is what I did. I mean, we're going to be able to hear it here.
Yeah.
But if you want to hear us and then know what the characters are saying at the same time, maybe you want subtitles. So
yeah, I think subtitles with commentary is definitely the way to go.
So you're going to go to episode, the pilot.
Part 2. Pilot Part 2.
So get your menu set for that. And I don't know, you want to shoot some more shit?
I guess.
I suppose we could have just told them, or you could have just went with pausing it, but...
No, no. They have to listen to us. What?
Okay.
If we don't pause it, then they don't pause it.
Okay.
Are we going to do a chapter?
You have to listen to us. Yes, the commentary itself will be completely split. So
let's give out all our contact info and shit, and they'll just go away at the end of the commentary.
Okay. What we'll do is we'll talk about our info and shit.
Yeah. Buy a t-shirt from us.
ShopSalmonate.com. Join the Dharma Army. Send us pictures. We got a few more
pictures this week.
Yeah. And those pictures go on Dharmalar's MySpace page, which is
MySpace.com/Dharmalars.
And you can also call the Dharma line, a.k.a. You All Everybody, which we'll be playing at the end of the commentary.
Yes.
At 206-334-6215.
Call that number and see what it is, but then call us at 206-338-4261.
Yes.
Or
call MetroBuzz at 206-338-14111.
I wish I could help you out with that. I can't correct you if you're wrong.
They're one number off from us.
Do you like how I'm holding my microphone gangster style? Like I'm about to bust a cap in this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet.
I'm holding my microphone like
a woman.
like Gene Rayburn.
Who?
What? Gene Rayburn, dude. Match game. Am I going to have to turn this podcast around?
No. That's fine.
All right. Your microphone's
way too fat for an old school 70s game show. You'd have to hold it like from another foot away.
But it's proportioned to my body
style. Proportion.
Styling,
you are holding it totally that style.
All right. Does everybody have their DVDs in?
Send us an email. Dharmalars@gmail.com.
Oh, yeah. That one, too. And your pictures for our MySpace page.
All right.
So we're going to start episode... pilot part two in three.
At the end of the chapter.
Two. One.
Go.
All right. Are you going to do the joke?
Are you going to drop a chapter? Wait, what joke?
Are you going to do the joke? Yeah. I do it?
You do it.
I do the joke? Seriously, on Lost. Is that good?
They're not even going to do it. It's just the pilot.
I know.
But seriously.
I know.
So here's the original A-Team, right?
I don't know. One of these guys is dead. And for those of you that haven't seen season three,
that's right.
It's Charlie.
Spoiler. So okay, I'll have to make sure Harmony's not listening to this episode.
Okay. All right. So we're watching it with subtitles, and they look choppy. I don't know why the subtitle technology
hasn't caught up.
Yeah, like it still looks like
fake.
Atari.
Yeah, but you know what? It pops really well.
Yeah,
it's really bright.
Yeah,
yeah.
It's probably my awesome TV.
I'm glad you came, Charlie. That's a dirty joke.
Is her shirt tucked into her bra? Funny. That was weird. He's probably thinking about drugs.
Yeah,
tapping.
Now that's the kind of cool shit you can get from an audio from a subtitles is tapping.
Why? What's the black around his fingernails?
He has like black fingernail polish in some episodes.
Oh,
like in some flashbacks and stuff. He's a rock and roll.
I thought
star,
it was
bro.
Dirt, but like weird bizarro backwards.
It's
dirt.
Black tar, is what it is. He's been digging around in his heroin too much. I don't know what that is.
I have no idea what that is either.
Sorry, folks.
They probably didn't even hear that. There's a weird phone going off in the room.
Charlie, right now, for those of you that are playing along at home, is wigging out for some heroin.
I think everyone would see this episode.
Oh. Do you think they...
What does that ring stand for? Not drive shaft?
Dexter Stratton?
That's stupid.
Am I right? Is that like the guy
right,
from Silver Spoons? I'm sure.
Am I right, sir? Remember when I did that movie twice?
Yes, I do remember that. That was Jack. I guess that's the first time. You know, that's the first time that someone appears in someone's flashback, right?
No, because Charlie passes by him in the Jack version, which was in the pilot part one.
And there's Boone. There's Shannon. They're dead. There's three dead people on screen right now.
There's Steve.
There's
whoa, who's that bald
Sydney,
guy back there?
Who Jack fucking hates.
Did you see that bald guy back there?
No, was it Locke?
He's got a beard.
Well, then it wasn't Locke. Was it Rasputin?
Yeah, because Locke doesn't have the ability to grow any hair anymore.
As has been proven by thousands of telephone calls.
Yeah, for those of you who listen to the Jay and Jack podcast, who decided to call in and say that Locke has longer hair.
In the flash quote back.
This is the Dharmalars. We talk about hair the most. You don't think I didn't notice the hair?
Yeah, we understand that there's hair.
We also understand that in Jack's flash forward, he had more hair than on the island as well.
So therefore, if you accept that a flash forward can have someone with more hair than they had on the island, your argument against Ralph is invalid.
That is correct. Thank you, Ben. But as far as the scar and Eddie's name tag thing, that is valid. Okay, that's something I overlooked. But to say that I overlooked the hair, I'm not that retarded. That's fucking ridiculous.
It's insulting, frankly.
This
is where Charlie crashes the plane.
With his, it's his.
Oh, way to go, Charlie!
It's his ring, dude. It's also magnetic.
His ring is just a little bit too much.
Because airplanes are actually made out of fiberglass. Did you know that? There's no metal on airplanes for this exact situation.
Why don't they make them out of Boone?
That's why they do metal detectors at the airport, so you don't take metal in with you.
I'm not buying a word you're saying. Just so you know.
Do you think there's ever a pilot, not an episode of a television show, but
like
an airplane pilot that will throw down those oxygen tank things
just for fun?
Just for fun?
I think he would not be a pilot. Oh, hey, everyone, what's up?
There's a toy of that.
Yeah.
Is there a Boone action figure?
She's a toy of that.
There isn't, huh?
They've only done like 8, right?
I don't know.
They
need Boone, dude.
I'm just saying that Shannon's an attractive lady. That's all I'm saying.
They're coming. How many times have we heard? Look at that shirtless guy back there with Benson.
He's pretty hot, too.
That guy looks... I'm just saying that guy looks like Benson. I'm not trying to be...
You can say that.
He does. He looks like...
There's the scrunchy face.
There she is.
I love her so much, and I know you don't.
With her goatee.
She's no, it's a spinach chin.
You guys look like a couple of cool idiots.
Oh, look. Here they are. The Fonzies.
What is that necklace that... Wait, hold on.
Oh, it's pearls. What gave it to her.
What's that necklace that...
Oh, TOQ. We just saw Terry O'Quinn's credit. He got an Emmy, and I thought we should mention that. Go.
Yeah. What this necklace that she's wearing right here?
It's a Chinese or kanji, whatever, like a character.
Is that similar to the one that shows up on Boone's shirt?
Similar because they're both from the same language, but they mean different words.
So if you had a shirt in English and then I had a
shirt in English,
a necklace in English?
There's a website that translates. Well, I think it's on lostlinks.net. It's got translations, of course, for all the Korean dialogue.
Michael Giacchino, whose name I yelled out.
Giacchino. And it's got translations for all the Chinese characters. Like, Boone has a shirt with 4 Chinese characters on it, as well as a necklace at some point.
That's cool.
Oh, yeah, why don't you get him back? Why don't you try shooting a bunch of people? Dickhead. I'm kind of still bitter against Michael, I've decided.
I'm not, because he came to Comic-Con.
I know. I'm not bitter against Harold Perrineau now. Credit me for knowing the difference between fiction and reality.
No, you're an idiot.
Also, I don't know that hair grows.
Also, his hair is longer now in a later episode.
I have to say, we do look at the hair a lot, and I think it's funny that they make the black guy's hair grow longer than some of the other guys' hair. Like, Jack's hair stays completely short. But
well,
Michael's,
I don't think it depends on color, because Jin's hair is very long now.
Jin's hair is long for him, yeah.
Because if you looked at him in that last scene, it was...
Yeah, that's true. It looks like he's got a crew cut here. But I was watching some of season 2, and Michael's and Mr. Echo's hair is like... It's off the chain. It's getting...
What about Rose's hair?
Rose's hair, you can't tell. She's a girl. But Bernard's hair...
I can tell girl hair. Sun's hair is very much longer. Jesus Christ, I can't believe we're in yet another discussion. As soon as Lost come back, we talk about hair.
Talk about hair. You know what? It's taken so long because we've been holding it in for so long. We have so much to say about hair.
I want a shirt like Walt.
I was watching a lot of episodes from season 2 yesterday.
Uh-huh.
And, you know...
Those are Kate's, by the way.
Yes.
So you're watching... Okay.
No, they're Mars's.
Yeah.
Or they belong to the U.S. government.
Yeah.
Hey, the captains just didn't match what he said. At that too.
I think they talk too fast, so
yeah,
they just shorten it up for the deep people.
It's true.
So what were you saying? Go ahead. Your season 2?
I was watching some of season 2 yesterday, and like I said, when we put this disc in, it's like, you know, I'm finding out I really miss this show. Like, yeah. And I missed the characters. And then Michael came on, and I was like, oh, I miss Michael. And then it got nearer to his betrayal, to his Edmund moment. And I was like, man, I mean, he did what he had to do. I don't know. All right.
Guy on guy action.
Fight it up, fighties.
There's some old guy back here. I think he shows up in SOS.
Saeed's a pretty good fighter. I don't know how Sawyer got the drop on him here.
Probably threw sand in his eyes.
No, he totally threw sand in his eye.
Hey, there's a girl with the striped shirt.
Stripesy. I think that... isn't Stripesy like the one that's sleeping with Steve every night?
Yeah, it's that guy with the white hair back there. Shoot, he just went by.
Is that the guy that you think is Froger?
Yeah, he shows up in SOS.
That's our first episode.
It's right? Yeah. There's Foxy's tattoos.
Yeah.
Where is he? He's off to the... he's back there. But it's funny because you see him a bunch of times. Like, it's the... Actually, I guess it's all everyone's stand-in.
Now, Sawyer and Saeed's hair have both gotten really long. I'm out of line. I guess I just was looking at Jack too much when I noticed Michael.
Jack's hair is not long now, but it's definitely longer.
Yeah.
But he can also shave on the island as well.
Well, yeah, everyone can.
Yeah, that old guy right behind Saeed.
They brought a lot of luggage.
Hey, look at that guy. Dude, that guy came to my house.
I know. We hung out with him.
That was weird.
He's a really cool guy. And he's tall. He's at least as tall as us.
He's taller than us.
And then DJ Qualls, 5-6 inches taller. I was watching Everyone Hates Hugo yesterday.
Oh, yeah?
Like, seriously.
You know what's funny is the position that we're all sitting in when we got our picture taken on our MySpace page with Jorge.
Yeah.
He's sitting behind us, and we're kind of sitting closer.
Yeah.
And
perspective.
Yeah, people thought that we were, like, bigger or taller than him because we're sitting closer, but... If I remember correctly, Jorge's got to be like at least like 2 or 3 inches taller than
me. Yeah, I would put him at around 6'3".
Yeah. So.
We should ask our short
friends. I'm going to start.
Probably notice better.
Yeah, I'm going to start looking at these people, and I think maybe that'll be the big thing for season 4.
Is height instead of hair. This is the part where you learn that Saeed was in the other army.
Which... Yeah, it's clever, I suppose, but...
I mean, I didn't expect it at first, and clearly Hurley didn't.
Yeah. What's that yellow on Hurley's shirt? Is it Darmalar's button? Did he go to the future?
We gave it to him. He brought it back in time.
Awesome. There's some gaffer's tape on there, on that little piece of luggage.
Saeed holds his own in that fight against Echo after Ana Lucia shoots Shannon.
Uh-huh.
He gets in some pretty good fucking punches, but then... Ana Lucia cold cocks him while he's tussling with Echo, so he got outnumbered.
Hey, does Hurley still have that scar on his eyebrow?
I don't think so.
So scars can go away too? Yes.
Yes. It's cool, Hurley. People fight.
His hair's short too.
People fight on other sides of war.
His chops are definitely shorter. Ocean.
I haven't noticed Kate.
This is interesting music right here.
Oh, this is electronic very music.
Is that electronic, Jimmy? Is that electronic music?
Let's
piano.
Let's just listen to the music and enjoy the music.
All right.
You're right. This probably was a week later. Because I remember this happening after I'd been watching the show. If that makes any sense.
I've never seen a bra so opaque before. Usually there's women speaking Korean. Oh, it's Sun. I wonder if the caption guy didn't even know her name yet.
I think they don't give you their name unless it's been given.
Oh. Little fly going. Wait, hold on.
And she nods. Kate nods like, oh, yeah, there's something over there that you're talking about.
I don't know about what. Jeez Louise. I don't know about what.
Come on.
Oh, there's that shirt that Ryan likes. He's going to be so sad that he's not here watching this with us.
He likes Kate's orange shirt?
Yeah. He every time he sees it, he says, there's that shirt that I like. I don't know about washing in the ocean. 125300.
No, none of the numbers. Have they not been invented yet?
15 is one of the numbers.
Yeah, but it doesn't
but
they're all separated like that.
What?
It just doesn't.
You're lying. You could really see her freckles in the.
Yeah, not a deal breaker.
In the thingy here. Here's that theme that I thought was Shake Your Rump.
Do, 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 do. Oh, yeah. From Bio.
I actually wrote an email to Giacchino, and he said that they put the source music in after.
After he scored it.
After he scored it, and obviously.
Did he also say, and go fuck yourself?
No, he said it's just not, it's not like a thing.
Is Mars here the first one buried on Boone Hill?
If so, it should be Mars? Marsh?
Yeah, Edward Mars, I'm pretty sure.
Oh. Then it should be called Mars Hill.
I don't know. Maybe they put him in the fuselage because they haven't burned it yet.
Kate looks like a Gelfling.
A sexy Gelfling.
A.K.A. a Gelfling.
Uh-huh, good point. Those things are fucking hot.
Haha, you said it.
Fifth gig? The hell am I?
Hey, does Jack still have those scars on his face?
Those aren't scars. Those are cuts. It's different.
Yeah, but cuts create scars.
But not all the time.
Have you seen my chin? Well, not right now in its current state.
I can't. I don't have my spectral. No, fuck it. I can't see your chin, Beardo.
Shit, the pilot died.
Yeah, he got...
I guess I forgot.
Pilot got owned, Mr. Echo style.
I forgot this is the second episode. When they looked out into the jungle, I'm like, what are they afraid of yet? Nothing's happened.
So, does the first episode end with, guys, where are we?
No, this one does.
This one does.
I'm not like... I was never really... indicate, but I think I might change my mind.
Well,
these two. No,
it's
thank
funny
you.
How the Jack and Kate dynamic is already pretty well established in this episode. But then Jin and Sun, they had a look at that. He just slapped her. Talk about an arc. And it's funny to look at the idea of he's an asshole now. He's an asshole in the first couple of flashbacks. But he's not an asshole where we are on the island now, and he's not an asshole in the earlier flashbacks.
Uh-huh.
So it's like he has this, you know, dip in personality.
Uh-oh.
That's like all over the place time-wise. slut.
She should try pissing him off more.
Yeah.
That's my theory, which is what she should do. Piss him off a whole bunch more.
Speaking of pissing off, here's someone who wants him to be pissed on by him.
Later on. I just
look at him laughing already. That's a good scene. This is quality commentary here. Us just fucking laughing at Hurley.
I just recently watched his bit on Curb. It's pretty
that was
funny
good stuff.
Yay, Green Lantern. Polar Bear. Who's on the back of the comic? What's the ad on the back of the comic book?
I have no idea.
Beautiful Joe.
Nice.
Video game that series that I have followed. See? Look at that. It's a really stiff comic book. You see that?
Maybe they...
It's cold.
Maybe they juiced it so it wouldn't flap around in the Hawaii breeze.
Makes me feel fine.
Wow, thanks, Dad. Another dog.
Michael has that scar on his head still, right?
I'm here to discuss plots, theories, and haircuts, not scars. I'm not Scar. .com.
I'm no Scar. It looks like the stuff that you get the little snappers.
Yeah.
Like that you throw on the ground. Yeah.
The poppers. To me, it looks like Gary Gum.
I'm not familiar
or
with
or sulfur from Look Around You.
From Look Around You?
Yeah. I guess more like sulfur than Gary Gum.
Bum civilian? Sniffing. Probably has a cold and was throwing poppers at the same time.
He's like, oh, I'm sniffing because I have such a bad cold and I just put heroin in my nose. Oh, what's the matter? What's the matter? Were you on a plane wreck? She's another. She's got a similar arc to Jin. You know, she was like a sweet young thing, and then she became a bitch.
And then in her flashback, she became okay,
And then she lightened up, and then they shot her.
Ian Somerhalder should play Madman.
Oh yeah, she didn't get to sit in first class.
Are we gonna see any first classies ever?
I hope so. Remember, we had a theory about that.
That there were first classies?
Yeah.
I don't remember the theory.
Check out Dean over there. He's doing a good job. Dean Bihar from Roommates the Series.
Which is completely not on the internet anymore in any form.
Like, it's so strange. Like, why take it down?
It just disappeared.
I don't know why Boone got so ramped up here. He's being a dick.
Have you seen his flashbacks?
Yeah, he's trying to keep her at a distance because he wants to fuck her again. Right? So he lashes at her.
What were you thinking line was very Nick Cage. It's like, why don't you cut the chit-chat? A-hole.
Now look at this. He's making her into a real woman.
Stop talking through your teeth, Shannon. There's that shirt that I like.
It is a pretty cute shirt.
I think it's because they're all still relatively clean at this point.
Yes.
At least Saeed's like...
He's like, what? Bitch, say what? He's looking at her like, I think I'm going to get with you later.
I'm high on crack. What is that, like a reverse mullet kind of?
Except for like randos and others and shit. There's one guy who's scored on the island, and the other one is Saeed. And this guy scored with two different girls.
I have a feeling Saeed's going to hook up with Kate.
Man.
Or Hurley should hook up with Kate.
Go with them, Sawyer. They'll need you.
More electronics.
Oh, look at his tormented face. He's full of deep emotions.
He's so sad because he didn't get to punch out that Arab.
Yeah.
He's racist, guys. He hates
Ahab the Arab. What's that, True Lies?
No, I don't know. Well,
they're testing the wire. Like, test, test, check, check. That's a good line.
And, oh, this music's awesome. Yes. Jack from the Jane and Jack podcast happens to like this theme as well.
It's pretty sweet.
Yeah. It was all over Through the Looking Glass. Like every time the group was hiking towards the tower,
the radio,
it showed up. I love it. Shannon brought her sweater.
Are they violins or are they like cellos or something?
They sound like cellos. It's definitely a string. But it's
definitely
like
a string,
like
but
a,
it sounds kind of deep.
Yeah, it's probably
watch
a cello.
It there, Boone.
I'm watching it there.
This is when they go to the tower. They don't have to climb a mountain. They just have to walk a long ways.
Well, their whole point is they're trying to get to higher ground.
Yeah,
to check get a good signal on the transceiver. Fucking dig. They're wearing green socks. Anything good in here? Hawaiian shirts.
A bra. How's your son? Walt? No, your other fucking son. A-hole. Or maybe he was doing that thing where like you subtly let someone know info. Huh?
What? Where?
In the jungle on this island? He looked tasty.
And now Jack is totally a vet.
He looked good.
Who has one of those, really?
Only Mr. Blonde. Oh, dude, it's a better game than checkers.
Does this guy still have that scratch?
If you've ever been scratched and not had a scar, then you should know what I'm talking about.
Well, Locke's been scratched. Shut up. Who are those two people back there hanging out together? The blonde and the brown-haired guy. Those two.
Yep, just sitting, looking at the mountain. They're probably watching the climbers.
Laughing
like watching the Matterhorn.
That's probably Nikki and Paulo, I think.
Sure. Yeah, well, they were there the whole time, remember?
Yeah, I saw SOS, or I saw...
Expose.
Expose. Ba-da-da-da-da. Are those cactuses behind him?
His mom's pretty hot.
She's in Serenity.
Yeah, she's on Bones. She's on Bones. Have you ever played backgammon?
I knew it like when I was a teenager, but I forgot the rules. You like roll the dice and then you can do whatever combination of that number with whatever
pieces
you want to move.
In terms of moving?
Like if I roll a six, I can move one thing, one space, one four spaces, and the other one space.
Okay. Sweet. I want to get some bone dice.
See, his hair is longer here now than it is in later episodes. It's not because it fell out. It's because he obviously shaved it.
With one of his knives, probably.
Yeah. Riddick style.
When he has those things in his eyes in Claire's dream, are they lined up with the same side he was just holding them?
Probably. That looks like a scratch.
Probably rubbed shit in it to make it a scar. To make himself a badass. He probably found like some island... fruits and herbs and mushed them up.
Look at her knees.
I know.
Gross.
Look at her sandy feet. So cute.
Were those people hanging out by that engine back there probably talking about the guy that exploded in there?
They're probably like, remember when that dude blew up in here? Hey, have you seen that Nikki girl?
No, that was her. Look at move, Jin.
Here, thanks. It's a mandarin orange. It's delicious. Did he say Claire?
I didn't hear. I just saw speaking Korean. Got some like French.
Aaron loves Anemone. Big Sea Anemone fan.
It looks like Richard hit him over the head with a 2x4 outside of the shrimp restaurant. Doesn't hurt here or here. What is it? See those people back there? It's Nikki Paulo.
I wasn't looking at people. I was looking at her thighs as her skirt blew in the Hawaiian breeze, which made me feel fine. Blowing through the skirt
near.
In my mind.
In wide open space, there's a bunch of trees, Artard.
Trees don't block reception.
Trees make reception happen.
Yeah.
Because there's those cell phone
those
trees
fake cell
everywhere.
Phone trees, at least. What could it be? It's probably a boar or a snake.
Or a minivan.
Something from a tropical island. Oh, she's scared. Run, like Jack told you to.
Snarling. What a
just spends her
yeah,
time
you shouldn't have.
Out.
You're just going to yell.
Look at Sawyer. Let him go. He's kind of a prick. He was beating me up earlier.
What's on his shirt? What's on Sawyer's shirt?
It's a picture of a guy shooting a polar bear. He just thought it was funny when he bought it.
That's ironic.
Yeah, sure. Grown.
Sounds like a tauntaun. What is that?
It's like
Mikey's.
I don't know, like a logo.
I gathered that much information. Look, it's out of focus.
Just because
the monster is a giant polar bear.
No, just because they were up so high, I think he thinks. I'm still baffled that they didn't eat it. I would have had bear steaks and salted bear.
Do they serve bear anywhere? Pretty sure that's a Darmalar's button. A square Darmalar's button.
Yeah.
Zippo.
Yep. Save your life, man. Good try, Hurley.
Roll credits at the end of the series.
This was us learning how awesome Hurley was.
He's got freckles, too. Did he have those in real life?
Yeah.
Oh.
I remember that from when he was here in real life.
I guess I was too busy looking into his eyes.
God, now you're gonna creep him out, bro.
He's probably not listening.
Okay, good. But yeah, they're kind of busy now, huh?
Yeah.
I'm surprised TOQ got away, but I guess you got to go for the Emmys. And Emerson.
I never noticed Jack has attached lobes.
Or duh?
Attached.
Oh, yeah, it does. That's a variant.
Yeah. Wonder what Hurley's ears look like.
Every time this Marshall hangs out with Kate, he gets fucked up. She is bad news to him. Don't even think about it. It's rough being a doctor.
What the...
Charlie's
I liked
so high.
It. I like the thing I like about season one is these huge groups that would wander off on into the jungle.
Yeah. Bear Village.
And he would be living in Bear Village two seasons later.
Charlie's really awesome in this scene. Just look at how he's like just looking around at everything, not really getting it, just being high. Like he just looked at Sawyer's gun like, what's a gun?
That's one of my favorite lines. Guess what? I'm the what? You are the one who's a ball licker.
Piss off. That's a good one. I get that very often.
Oh.
Nice move, Kate.
She just grabbed it out of his hand.
I know. She learned it from Jackie Chan. Charlie, I think you just pulled the trigger. Look at him.
He should still be alive.
I've never noticed that before. Yeah, he should be. Fucking. Look at Kate.
Oh, how do you use a gun?
I'm
That's
so
misdirection, dude. That's
yeah, she's good.
Bear is dead.
King Solomon style. What a thing to say in front of all these people.
That's their whispering.
Well, I didn't say exactly like you.
He meant brunettes.
Yeah.
What is...
Don't worry, bro. Give it about 50 to 55 days and you'll be all up in there.
Way more than that.
Way more?
Yeah.
60?
Like 70.
Oh, yeah. It's like season 3, huh?
Yeah. What Bell what? Dings. It's very important.
She looks familiar. What day does season 2 end on? 66?
I have no idea. All I know is the other 48 days happened in the middle of season 2.
Like halfway through.
And what was it, day 71 was in season 3? When Jack didn't...
When Jack...
Didn't... What's his name? Ben Linus mentioned that you've been here
71
days.
Oh, yeah, days. Yeah. So. Something like that. God, we're good experts.
I'm not an expert.
I just fuck a lot. That's a reference to like a song.
Unsolved mystery right here.
Yeah, did she want any juice or not?
We don't know.
We'll never know.
Oh, that's that. Is that apple? What is that?
Oh,
is that unfiltered apple juice? You have that stuff? Mm-hmm. That stuff's good.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's like cloudy like that, and you can like taste the peels. Like it tastes like eating an apple, but in juice form.
I like apple juice, but that sounds like something I'd be willing to try.
Yeah, it's like, you know, apple juice is really sweet.
Yeah, and it's and like, really, like, liquidy.
Yeah. What?
Well, like,
you just try
it's
it.
It's not the same as like a Kern's nectar, you know?
No, it's still apple juice. It still has the consistency of apple juice. It's just cloudy, and it tastes more apple-y.
Well, sounds interesting.
Oh,
fucked.
In your head.
I've never seen... That's a lot of blood to just start coming out of some dude's head.
Struggling. Oh, she's the fugitive.
If I was a pilot, I would make a bong out of one of those oxygen masks.
Then you'd definitely get fired.
In case of cabin soberness, one of these masks will drop down. Please make sure that you're high before attaching it to any children. No? Nothing?
No. I don't know what...
Fair.
I don't know what I... I'm sorry. I'm watching the shaky cam. I don't... I guess that would work. Doesn't oxygen get you high, according to Tyler Durden?
According to Tyler Durden. But I'll give you some advice. Don't always believe Tyler Durden.
Oh.
There goes Ana Lucia, right?
Sure.
But that was the tail.
Yeah. She was somewhere back there.
What if Jack had just had a higher sex drive, he'd be back there with the tail section trying to hook it up with her. And
Shannon wouldn't have got killed.
Shannon wouldn't have gotten killed and
Boone would have gotten killed faster.
And maybe some people from the tail would have lived more because he would have been a doctor to save them. Or maybe he would have been taken by
the others.
I don't
think
he
could have fixed Nathan.
No. But Linus might have taken him a lot quicker because they sure took a lot of more people from the tail.
Yeah. Her. She roll up her sleeves?
Still not sure I understand, like, why they took so much of the tailies and not so much.
They might have been closer to him.
I think that's got to be a huge factor.
They're closer to him, I guess.
Closer to their Sonic fans.
Because Ethan was incompetent.
Yeah, and off the chains. Or maybe they didn't have time to deal with all the people there. They just wanted to focus on Claire. Because that's their main focus right now, is being able to have kids.
But why Cindy? Maybe Cindy's pregnant.
Maybe. I bet stewardesses fuck a lot. If there's any stewardesses in our audience, I apologize for implying that you fuck a lot.
Or let us know if you fuck a lot or not.
Yeah. I mean, I didn't say like a lot of dudes, right? I just said fuck a lot. So they could be monogamous or married.
And just so you know, not all flight attendants are women, Ben.
I didn't say flight attendants. I said stewardesses. So I used an outdated term, but I kept the gender well justified. Get your hopes up, guys. It's probably a transmission from some of the...
Sat phone? Oh, satellite phone. Woman on radio speaking French.
I never took French. She's supposed to be from Canada. Oh, Canada has 10 provinces and 3 territories. Just so you know.
One number.
4. Charlie.
Woman speaking French.
We're getting too wrapped up in it. We should be commentating.
Man iteration. There's no numbers in that one. Wait, and he said 7, but it didn't say 7 in the...
Yeah, I've never really been clear on this. Like, does Danielle have more than one message? Because the guy sounds like he's saying iteration a lot.
No, she just has the one message, right? Sawyer was awesome. Just saying, yeah. Do you speak French or not? Because it would help. Yes, I do. What? You don't even speak French.
Okay. Has anyone like sat down and done the math and seen if for Realpers Danielle's been there for 16 years? Or that it's been reiterating for 16 years?
I'm sure they figured it out in the writer room. It's like simple math, right? If the call's, you
30
know,
seconds long,
30 seconds long.
And it's been going this many times.
And you wanted to go for 16 years. How many times does the 30 seconds go into 16 years? So
a lot. Because I know from a musical that there's 525,600 minutes in a year. So that means there's 1,030,000 seconds in a year.
Okay.
No, not 1,000,000. Yeah, 1,000,000. So 16 million.
So I'm sure they did their math, right?
I'm sure.
Here's that theme that they plays at the end of the end of each episode on the DVD versions. Do 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 do.
Oh yeah. Nice. That's right. She's going to fuck up your head.
Oh,
and
wait.
She's going to walk through the jungle with you. And she's going to torture you.
Here you go.
Nothing.
Ben, here's your line.
Oh, yeah.
It was, here it goes. Watch. It's happening.
Is it went? Wait.
Can you hear it? It just happened.
You know what's funny is he's not even talking about the island. He's like, he just realized that he's in the middle of like a field somewhere. And he's like,
he forgot he signed up for this job.
Yeah, he's like, cut.
Wait
hey,
a second.
I
was on the beach.
On the beach?
Whoa, shit. That's it?
We did it.
That's it? Fuck, this episode is short.
We did it.
So here's the credits. Ooh, Kimberly Joseph. She's hot, dude.
Is she Cindy?
Anyone on Lost that's listening to this, if you know Kimberly Joseph, give her our number. We'd like to talk to her. I don't have
but
no
don't
idea
tell
who
Stevie.
That is. I'd say talk to her.
Do we have lines to go out on?
Nah, let's go out on nothing.
Okay.
We're going to go to you all, everybody, and that was the show, and this is the part where it says Bad Robot.
Have a good week, everyone. We'll be back next week with the format. Bye.
Touchstone Television.
Wish you'd touch my stone.
Television. Dang, it takes a long time to go to menu. Ooh, sweet. All right.
Hey, guys. I just listened to your Lost Broken Promises podcast. And I must say, that was some pretty funny shit, let me tell you. But here's one of the broken promises that bugs me the most. Throughout season 2, they made this huge deal about the orientation film. They made an entire episode about it, and in another episode, basically, they make this whole big thing about Echo finding another splice of the film, Locke and Echo splicing it together, and watching the new film with the splicing included. But it was obvious from watching the film that there were still two segments that were missing. And now, all of a sudden, at the end of season 2, the Swan has imploded. Presumably, the film has been destroyed along with it. So, how are we ever going to know what was in the other two splices? And that, to me, is a really huge point that was needlessly dropped for some unknown reason. I have no idea why. But, the good news is, I am currently working on my own version of season 4 and putting it on YouTube. And I almost feel bad for talking about it because I've been, like, telling everybody about it. And I'm sure some people have probably heard it twice and they're getting sick of hearing about it. But, yeah, I put it on YouTube. You can search for Lost Season 4 Invisible and find the first episode. And so far, I'm a little ways into the second one, but I don't know what the hell I'm going to do with it. But I have brought the film back into my version and included another splice that Desmond finds in the Looking Glass. So, anyway, this is getting to be way too long of a message, so... Yeah, keep up the good work, guys. I'm really enjoying the podcast. See ya.
Hey, Darmo, and this is Adam from Fort Worth. Just calling about the latest show that came through the feed. I don't know what to say, but that was a bunch of bullcrap that Jimmy from Amy was talking about. have to call you guys on this. I don't know if you guys let it go through the feed or not, but wow. I don't know what they're... There's a phone line calling, but... what they're saying, wow, just... I didn't make a lot of sense. Dense, characters, except... I think Dan, Juliet, and, you know, Rousseau... Original... Island, but... Missed them or not, and, others, I think... They brought this up, this weird point that, like the Tailies, and said, oh, now they're almost all killed off, and they weren't brought on for a reason. Well, the Dharma Initiative, the 11th Season 3, or Gruta, also were they brought on for a reason? Each season, bring on a new group of people, it seems, and they kill off a bunch of them, and that's not to say that they weren't brought on for a reason, it's just to say that the part of the story arc that happened that particular season, I think. I mean, I don't know. I mean, they didn't mention the biggest point about the, their complaints about stuff unanswered. What about the golf course? What about the caves? There's a bunch of stuff they haven't gotten back to. That doesn't mean it's unanswered questions. I mean, if I was going to do unanswered questions, that they're supposed to be getting to, but those are lost promises that weren't, you know, hold on. I don't see. But anyways, I just had to call you guys out on that. They made a lot of rough comparisons, I think. Hey, Dharma Lord, this is Adam again. I guess I got cut off there. Yeah, just wrapping up my point. I think that this show that Jimmy was talking about Sawyer's story and stuff like that, how it didn't pay off, I think that more like Lord of the Rings more than Lost. I mean, you have the whole plot line that just doesn't pay off in the end. I mean, even though I think it did with Sawyer, because it was obviously called the story arc, that's why I call it that. I think the whole point in Lord of the Rings was that you lead 10 hours up to this and Frodo goes bad for like 5 minutes and then he's good again. And then they have like, you know, that gay pillow fight and you have the bad acting again. It's just, it goes on. I don't think Star Wars is a really good comparison, but I understand his point, but I don't agree with it. And like most of the points, I think they, just weren't well thought out. But hope you guys come back soon and get back to the normal routine of the shows and format. Hope to hear a new show soon, and that's about it. Talk to you guys later. Bye.
Hey, Dharma Lars. This is Afro Chippy Chick from Seattle, and I wanted to tell you that I was so excited to hear that you guys saw King of Kong, because I saw it on a Sunday, two Sundays ago, and I loved it. It was so great, and I was thinking, I have to call the Dharma Lars and tell them about King of Kong, because it's the best movie I've seen all summer. And then you guys talk about it on your podcast, and I thought, that is awesome. So anyone who hasn't seen it, please go see it. It is so good, or stick it in your queue, because it's totally worth watching. And I hope you guys have a good week. Peace out.
Hey, what's up, Ralph? It's Ben. This is Dre calling out of L.A. And it's, I guess, like 3-something in the morning. Well, oh, God, it ain't even 3. Jesus, I'm at work. But the reason for my call here is I was actually calling for about something to stick in your freaking ears, you know what I'm saying? So I'm sitting here and I'm thinking, I was listening to catching up on the podcast or whatnot. And the sticking in the queue this week, I think, is the original Highlander movie and the last Highlander movie. Okay? So, hear me out. You know, the original Highlander was a great flick, I think. It was, you know, it had a lot to do with the storyline was cool. The, you know, the whole thing about the mortality and by, you know, all that thing. How do you go on after you lose somebody close to you? And time travel, all that sci-fi stuff that we like. You know what I'm saying? Is in there. It's not necessarily a bad movie. I mean, because it wasn't a bad movie, but it was just. If you hear all that crap in the background, that's just me asking you about a job. I mean, I try to cut down the damn radio and it still goes. Anyway, so, yeah. So the reason why I said go to the first and the last is because for the other Highlander movies, honestly, you can, you can stick in the TV series. The TV series pretty much, you know, has a good storyline and all that stuff. Then you can finish it up with the last movie, which, you know, I believe won the dude from the TV series back here to finish it. So that's about it. That's all I got. Ralph, I believe you said you was yelling at your wife. You go, I'm not blaming you. That's fucking comedy. He was like, hold on. Oh, shit. Well, I'm blaming you. That's great. That's funny. All right, guys, that's all I got. Let's get a Dre out of the lake. And that's that. All right, thanks. Hey, what's up, Ralph and Ben? This is Dre calling out of L.A. And I actually, I'm catching up with the shows and whatnot. I got a couple of more to catch up fully with the, you know, with the shows and whatnot. But I called actually because something that brought me great joy and then pain is actually leads me to great joy again because I have a movie pick. And the movie pick, excuse me, I stick it in your freaking queue, okay? Now, the thing I want to stick in your queue is a movie that when I saw it, it wasn't advertised or anything. I remember seeing this when I was a little younger or whatnot, maybe my early teens or something like that. I don't know. But for some reason, I used to watch this damn movie every time it came on, even on regular TV. It was a great joint. It was a great freaking movie or whatever to me. It was so bad that it was good. So, when I was in Prize and whatnot, and I, you know, minding my own business, me and my lady. And I seen for $4.99, it was this movie called Killer Clowns from Outer Space. So, I was, you know, happy. I was impressed by the rest of memories. My girl loved it. Every damn thing. Everybody liked this damn movie. And then I looked for it in typical Fries. It's not there. Because if then when they checked in the fucking computer, it turns around and says, what? It's one in the store. Fries is known for always having one left in the store. That's just in case you call their ass and turn around and get you to come in for that copy, and of course it's not there. You know, Fry's the worst place ever to go. You know. But, yeah, so, that calls for it to be stuck in your freaking queue if you don't want to go buy it. So, Killer Clowns from Outer Space, anybody that's seen it, loved it, and if you haven't seen it, you're guaranteed to love it. How about that? Okay, so that's all I got. That's about it. All right. Thanks. Darmalars, it's Brady. Who am I? Who am I? I'm Brady, listener 24601. I
listened to your last podcast, not all the way, because I haven't listened to the Lars line yet, but pretty much just all the way to the end. In your Stick It in the Queue segment, I was noticing, you know, Ben chose a good movie, Blue Streak. I mean, you guys seem to like it much more than I did, but I haven't seen it in years. And then you chose a movie, The 39 Steps, Ralph, which was just a good movie. When I watched it a few weeks ago when you recommended it from your Stick It in the Queue segment. Not saying it's a bad thing to, you know, recommend movies you've already recommended. I'm just saying you have recommended that movie before, and not just in a passing note, but an actual Stick It in Your Queue segment movie. It was official and everything. Branded with this seal of approval. Not seal of approval, seal of approval. I don't know what the seal of approval is. That's retarded. Like me right now. Okay. Farewell. I'll be the same. Told me love was too plebeian. Told me you were through with me. And now you say you love me. Well, just to prove that you do.
Hi, I'm Reset Smith. I'm 4 years old. I enjoy jetpack racing, human boxing, and early Tate Brothers. My ideal date would be with a female human who is at least 4 feet shorter than me and light enough for me to carry above my head and sprint for 100 yards. We could go to a nice appliance store and grab the spinning fans. Or maybe go stare at an eclipse while screaming at it. And that man was Eli Whitney. Then we could retire back to my place and play 100 games of video pong, pong. Or simply get to know one another by dragging each other around my living room with a large magnet. I'm talking. My favorite movie is The Apple Dumpling Gang, Conway. I have a real sweet tooth.
It's a tough lot in life to be a single cyborg.